It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 96 degrees.
And a crash northbound I-15 to 21st South. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The case of Mackenzie Lueck.
Mackenzie Lueck's accused killer is facing even more charges after a reported second victim has come forward. She claims Ayula Ajayi assaulted her when they were on a date. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. He's in Salt Lake City with more. Paul, how did prosecutors find this woman?
Well, they say this second woman came forward while they were investigating the Lueck killing. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Ayula is now facing one more count of aggravated kidnapping and three counts of forcible sexual abuse.
This is a matter that we take very seriously, and we will continue to pursue every lead and every inquiry, wherever it may lead us, to exhaust whatever we need to do to do our job.
The charging documents stated Jai met the second victim through a dating app and she agreed to go to his house for dinner, but he reportedly pinned her down, ripped off part of her clothes, and started biting her, leaving her in serious pain. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. KSL News Time 401. Well, help in the event of a mental health crisis is soon to be just three digits away. Maria Chaleo's here with the story.
Jeff, a Utah representative is leading the charge to implement a three-digit phone number to a national mental health crisis line. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports on the bill proposed by Congressman Chris Stewart.
988. That's the proposed three-digit dial code to instantly connect someone with a mental health professional on the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Similar to 911, Congressman Chris Stewart has worked with other legislators on this crucial resource for those in crisis and someone concerned about a friend or loved one. Stewart says this bill will save lives and, he hopes, will end the stigma around mental health. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says the effort is a common-sense way to provide people the help they need. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City firefighters are containing a fire along I-80 that shut down traffic in both directions near the airport. It started around 10 this morning near a rail yard off 5600 West, and Division Chief Ryan Miller says the dry, windy weather helped it jump the highway.
It dries out the moisture, which makes things more susceptible to fire, and wind doesn't usually move in a straight line. It eddies and swirls, and so directions can change in a heartbeat.
The fire burned down near Wright Brothers Drive before it was knocked down. It's not clear what sparked it. KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump once again zeroing in on Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar over their recent back and forth concerning travel restrictions in Israel. During an Oval Office news conference with the Romanian president, Mr. Trump talking about a news conference the two lawmakers gave yesterday in which they called Israel's entry ban on them undemocratic and not befitting of a close ally.
I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Israel initially banned the women over their outspoken criticism. A group of Puerto Rican healthcare workers are filing a complaint after they say their supervisors told them to speak English or lose their jobs. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The seven women work at the Florida Health Department clinic in Haines City. The Puerto Rican healthcare workers claiming that their supervisors told them to stop speaking Spanish among themselves or be fired. On behalf of the women, a community group filed a human resources complaint to the Florida Department of Health. One of the women, a nurse, saying she and her coworkers speak English with non-Spanish-speaking patients, but use their native language to talk to one another. No immediate comment from the health department.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission states English-only rules may violate federal laws unless they are justified by business necessity. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A San Francisco Bay Area school is trying to become the largest in the country to ban cell phones in class. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
At the start of every school day, students at San Mateo High School have to slide their phones into padded bags called Yonder Pouches. They lock and cut off all access to phones. There's one unlocking tool in every classroom in case of an emergency when phones might be needed. Teachers like Brad Friedman say getting students to stop using phones in class has been a huge challenge.
I likened it to a student who is dealing with tobacco or drug addiction.
Now, the Yonder bags aren't unlocked until the final bell rings every day. And Ronda Rowdy Rousey is lucky to still have the middle finger of her left hand after a freak accident while filming an episode of 911 on Fox. The mixed martial artist, professional wrestler, actress says a boat door fell on her hand, nearly severing that finger. Rousey says she was rushed to a nearby hospital in an ambulance where she was treated. She says she already has about 50% range of motion back after her bone and tendon were reattached with the plate and screws. Picture is not good.
Ouch.
Don't look at it.
KSL News Time, 4:05.